Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show? Yes, we are happy to be back on this evening. Okay, today is Sunday, May 5th, 2024. We're broadcasting live from the city of Atlanta. And this week, yes, we are going to pick up our conversation that we had from actually 2 weeks ago. Okay, and of course we were discussing team building and how to build a successful team. And so I know if you were with us 2 weeks ago, you are certainly waiting and ready to hear us answer either your question or take your comments, okay? So stay tuned. Since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, I always like to answer that question, what is etiquette? And it's just simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette itself, it comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And Charles I and II of England, that's who we have to thank for this, is because they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And so thank you so much, Charles I and II. Of course, you know, if you don't necessarily remember the entire backstory of etiquette, just remember etiquette is just, you know, behavior, proper behavior, okay? And so welcome, welcome. If it's your first time joining us, that's one of the main reasons we do like to explain etiquette each week. Welcome to you. And if you have been joining us for quite some time, we are so glad when you come back each time that we are on. And I do want to say, first of all, that I have received several messages about if you missed part two, and no, you did not miss part two. Actually, we were not on last week because there was a server issue with the platform. Were we happy about that? No. But we are happy that we are back this evening, okay? So I am just so excited. Oh, let me give out our number first in case you'd like to join us. You can do so. You're always welcome to join the conversation live, 516-418-5894. Or you can just send us a message at etiquetteladies@gmail.com. That will be perfectly fine. And so for those of you, I know that those of you that are listening, you are waiting to hear again from Professor Markell Jackson Chapman. She is no stranger to the show. In fact, she's a friend of the show. She's been on several times. And hi there, Professor Markell. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and I'm so happy to be back this evening.
Oh, it is a pleasure to have you all the time. I know our listeners are certainly always just waiting in anticipation of what you are going to share, and we're going to do that. But first of all, I know that you are in Texas, and I know you guys have had a lot of rain. We've gotten a lot of rain today, but I know you guys have had a lot of rain, and so you all are doing okay, and how's the weather right now, and just how's everybody doing?
Well, yes, the area has experienced a lot of rain. It rained again today. It's rained all day. I think we've had enough. We've had enough rain for at least a week. So, but thankfully, we are doing just fine.
Great. That is always great to hear. I always want to check. I know oftentimes I'm so excited. I just jump right in. So I did want to pause and just to make sure that you all are doing well, and hopefully you'll get a few days to kind of dry out a little bit. I'm sure that would be welcome. And we've got quite a bit of rain today. Well, actually, we got some yesterday. I think we've gotten more today. So I guess we can look at it as liquid sunshine. How about that? We're going to be positive about it. But anyway,
yes.
so glad to have you back. I know, guys, and listen, I know that the reason, the main reason that we are doing the second episode is because we did not forget about you. We did not have an opportunity to address all of the comments. So whenever that happens, we always try to make a conscious effort to be able to do that. And but before we do, I just want, if you would just, I know it's been 2 weeks in there. I know there's some people who may be listening. They didn't have an opportunity to listen to part one. So would you just kindly kind of just do a quick review, if that's okay, to the persons who may be joining us for the first time, or they just absolutely missed the first episode, and just kind of catch them up so they'll feel like they're all caught up.
Certainly, yes. So again, I'm so happy to be here. I am Markell Jackson Chapman. I have worked as a professor, an academic coach, academic advisor, mediator, and now I'm working with aerospace internships as helping students make that transition from the academic space into the professional workspace. So we talked last week or 2 weeks ago about how our college students, our kids, our high schoolers can build a team for success. And we covered a few topics or a few ways for our students to do that. We talked about finding an academic coach for your student and how that academic coach can network, help your student network, help your student even find academic resources for success. Also, we talked about the importance of speech and public speaking classes, helping our students find their voice and finding comfort in expressing themselves, finding a way to even sell their skills to another person. One way would be to join a debate team. That helps students learn how to research, learn how to even talk to adults. Many times our students are used to talking to their friends, and they may be a little uncomfortable speaking to others outside of their comfort zone, but public speaking classes definitely help with that. We also encouraged our students to reach out to you, Donna, so that you could help them. You helped our kids. You helped our daughter in particular with public speaking. The third point that we talked about was learning professional business etiquette. Again, that goes back to what Donna has offered. She has the business etiquette book that she's written, and it has been a wonderful tool helping our young people learn how to behave and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable in the professional space. The fourth was to get a mentor. We all need to see someone who is doing what we want to do. We see it in action, and if we have that mentor pour into us, we feel as though, oh, I can do it too. Well, our young people need that as well. Finding a mentor in the field or the profession that they are interested in going into is very important. The fifth part is, our fifth point, utilize the Career and Professional Development Center at your school. There are career and professional development centers or academic success or student success centers at your college, your university, maybe even your high school. Reach out to those departments. They have so many resources, guides. They will help you with your resume. They will do mock interviews with you. You have counselors there who can lead you in the right direction. All of these steps help you build your team for success, and that's what we want. We want our kids to have a team of people. You can't do it by yourself. You need your team. Build your team and get out there and win the game.
Thank you so much. That was an absolute wonderful recap. So those that may be joining us either for the first time or you just missed part one, and I will say that all of our shows do archive, so you'll certainly be able to go back and listen to any of the shows. You can download them and listen at your leisure. And but thank you so much for that, because I want to I'm going to kind of see if I can go in a little order here. There was one I know we talked about, hadn't had the opportunity to discuss Gen Z's. That was real. I've got a few messages about the Gen Z's, because on the promo we had talked about the Gen Z's and, you know, the careers and finances. But here was one, and this one just says that I am, Donna, I am a recruiter, and I am having issues interviewing and hiring Gen Z's. First of all, they don't prepare for virtual interviews. In fact, most look like they just rolled out of bed. I find it quite ridiculous. How can they understand that this is not professional? Carolyn O. and Alpharetta asked that question. Yes, we talked a little bit about this. I think we had another question or two last time we were on during part one. And that does really fall under the business etiquette portion. And that's just making sure that any time that you're interviewing, you, and I know that, you know, a lot of us have gotten spoiled over the last few years with virtual interviewing. So we want to make sure that we're prepared. If we do it virtually, we want to, you know, use the same type of preparation as if you're actually in person, face to face. So, you know, just dress like you're actually in person. That's the best thing to really say. And, you know, look alert, not like you just, like she said, rolled out of bed or anything like that. Okay. And so definitely. And I'll actually talk about the book a little bit later on too, because a lot of, you know, these young people just don't know. And if you don't know, you know, you just don't know. So we have to all kind of be responsible for helping them to learn. But I also had another, certainly another comment about Gen Zs and how can they, you know, surpass their parents, you know, in their careers and finances. And Sarah wanted to know that.
Oh, yes, wonderful, wonderful points. And just going back to Carolyn, was that the name of the recruiter?
Yes, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Carolyn,
yes, I have to mention that I've seen the same thing. I have noticed that some students are not prepared. They may show up via Zoom or Teams with a T-shirt, and maybe they're sitting outside, and people are passing by in the background, or they really seem as though they are not prepared, and it comes off or comes across as though they may not be that interested in the job, but that may not be the case. They could be very interested, but they just don't know how, and I believe everyone here, everyone who speak or who's listening in, should speak to in their lives. Let's say you are an instructor. Let's say you're a teacher. Maybe you have a position of authority in your church or any kind of position where you interact with young people. Speaking about the importance of professionalism and how we dress, dressing for success is important. It has to be worked into our conversations. If you have nieces and nephews, work it into the conversation. If you are a Girl Scout or a Boy Scout troop leader, work it into the conversation. And we definitely want our younger people, our Gen Zers, to be prepared as much as possible. And there's a fear that our Gen Zers are not going to do better than their parents, and that they may return home. They may not be competitive. And this is definitely a concern that many parents are having. Also, instructors are having the same thing. So what do we do? I believe mentorship is the answer. I believe that we should see different ways that we can add, that we can, different ways to add jewels or gems of insight to younger people. We all have a responsibility. We can't just look back and say, wow, this kid or this generation is going by the wayside. Yes, they will go by the wayside if we don't step up and step up to the plate. But we all have to see that there's a role that we can take in order to influence them for better.
Absolutely, yeah. We cannot. Let me just add this part. It's because I hear quite a few conversations, and we cannot just, you know, push them over to the side and say, you know, they just don't know, it's ridiculous, and, you know, try to maybe, you know, seek out someone else who seems they may be better prepared. But at least, you know, it's really important for us to at least try to you know, say something to them so that they understand, you know, the importance. And I get it. Many of them are basically, you know, just really social media, social media, social media. So unless you're typing on your phone or, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, what's the problem? I'm communicating and that kind of thing. So we just have to we have to try to redirect, if you will. And I always say it's not necessarily what you say, it's how you say it. And that's definitely what I do when I do workshops regarding, you know, the dress for success and the business etiquette piece. So, yeah, we have to – yeah, we have to, takes a village, right? I mean, it really does.
It's
we want
absolutely.
Them to be, yeah, and I believe they want to be successful, right? And
absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, to add to that, Donna, one thing that is very important is that a mentor must show that they actually enjoy the young person that they are mentoring. It cannot
yes.
come across as a lecture. It cannot yes. come across as talking down to an individual, because mm-hmm. you will lose that person.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have a genuine love and a genuine joy and excitement for that child and that child's future, or that young person's future. And we, all of us know whether or not someone genuinely cares for us. And if we can feel that genuineness, we're going to go back to that person. We will. We certainly will. We're like, that person really cares about me. That person wants me to succeed. But we have to exude that when we are mentoring. So that's all I wanted to add for that.
Yeah. No, that's an excellent point, and that is, in my opinion, that's with school, period. I mean, every teacher in the classroom, they're not necessarily called to that profession. And when I say called to that profession, meaning that that's necessarily their purpose. And what you're really explaining is that they are, if you have that excitement and that enthusiasm and that passion, usually that's, you're kind of in your purpose, right? So, and they can tell if you're there just to pick up the paycheck, or if you're there, you're genuinely concerned. And like you said, Professor Markell, you're absolutely right. They can tell, and little kids can even tell that. They can tell if you genuinely, you know, are interacting with them, or it's like, what do you want? I already told you the answer. You know, they can, that, you know, those are spirits. I mean, you transfer if you're having a, those are, you know, positive or negative spirits, and people can pick up on them, and little kids can even do so as well. So, yeah, that is so right. So, yeah, if we're, you know, we don't want to be in a field where we're working with, you know, young people, young adults, or students, and we just don't want to be there. They can tell. So, yeah, thank you for that. That is excellent. There is, oh, and Sarah asked about finances. I'm looking at another one as well about how can we teach our young people. And really, we've just kind of covered that. And I'll cover a little more a little later. Because we know that's a huge concern. It's a huge concern because of what we're seeing. Let's see here. I am, and guys,
that
in case you are, I'm sorry, in case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about team building for success. We're talking about how to encourage, you know, our young adults, our students, to be successful in giving them pointers. And I have joining me again, Professor Markell Jackson Chapman. She has returned, and as always, she's giving us some great information. Let's see here. Here is one. Okay. I know you talked about the college that you're at. And this one says, Happy Sunday, Miss Donna. I am a parent of twins, and I want to know how can I convince them to try out a junior college? After all, I am a single dad. I remember Professor Chapman mentioning junior colleges as the way to go. And this is Dan in Atlanta. Thanks, Dan. And Dan is referring, guys, to part one. And so if you would just kind of, for those who may not have heard you, what you said about junior colleges, and we'll talk a little more in detail, too, before the end of the conversation. But for Dan, that was a perfect example. He has twins. And
you know, yeah. I believe I remember Dan from a previous show. I remember mm-hmm. a single father, yes, of mm-hmm. twins, and he called in before. So, mm-hmm. first of all, I just have to say, Dan, we are rooting for you. We are rooting yes. for you with your twins. We are in your corner. So, community college versus the big college, the big school that you may see every weekend with the football and basketball games. You know, we have those popular schools, right? They have the T-shirts in the stores, and they have a great PR department. We have those, and many times young people, parents, just society in general will say, oh, I just love the prestige of this school. I want my kid to go to Georgia Tech. That's a top-notch school. Or Aubrey Emory or Rice University. We have these schools that have great reputations. They have a lot to offer. But one thing I want everyone to realize when it comes to the workspace, companies will hire someone who can do the job. They hire someone who has the degree and the skill set and the know-how and the right attitude to get the job done. And they may not go back and say, oh, we don't want this person because they started at a community college. They are in a position to hire someone who is ready, willing, and able to do the job. And one thing that I have noticed, I do work at a community college here in Houston. One thing that I have noticed is that there are many cultures. I live in a very multicultural community, and my school is very multicultural. So we have students from all over the globe who land at San Jacinto College here in the Houston area. Well, these students are driven by the career, and they're driven by the lifestyle that they want to have. And they know all I need to do is get the education and get my foot in the door. And they don't want to have, nor are they in a position to put themselves in a financial bind in order to get to the place that they want to be. And what do I mean by that? Some students, some families will find themselves going in the hole, spending almost $200,000 for a degree and at a top-notch school or an Ivy League school. So let's say you spend close to $200,000 in student loans for an English degree or a communications degree. And when that student graduates and they start looking for a job, once they get a job, they may be able to find a job that pays $48,000 a year. Well, my daughter will say, the math ain't mathing. The math ain't mathing on that. So you have spent $200,000 on a and that's money you owe. And you're now only making $48,000 a year. And you still have to eat. And you still have to have a car. And you still have to have a place to live. And you still need to have some clothes, right? So it's not a good choice. So if you could start at a community college, and the community college is a fraction of that, many community colleges have free education. In my area, if students in the district who live in the district of our community college choose to go there, their first 2 years are free. And it's called the Promise Scholarship. There are, and I want viewers to, and your listeners to look up community college free education within the district that they live. What college district do you live in? Are there some free aid, free academic aid resources that your student can tap into? Is there a Promise Scholarship? Look that up. Promise Scholarship in your area. If so, what's the deadline? When do I, how do I sign up for this? What are the deadlines to tap into this free resource? Your student can do this the first 2 years of college, and they can start that in the ninth grade. They can start it in the ninth grade. If they don't start it in the ninth grade, it's not too late. They can start it after they graduate from high school, their first 2 years. And then you want to make sure the classes that they take are transferable classes. How will you know if these classes transfer to a major university? That's when you work with your Student Success Center. That's when you work with this academic advisor or the academic coach. You get those people who are already on your team to make sure your student can transition from the community college space to the major university, and you can cut that education bill in half.
Wow. And you know how sometimes when we are, you know, we listen to programs and people are speaking and they say, okay, you can drop the mic. And what that term means, guys, in case you don't know what that term means, is that she has just given so many phenomenal gems here that she can just drop the mic. It's like, okay, I'm good. I can run with that. But we're not going to let her drop the mic. We're going to come back in just a second. We're going to let that kind of stew. I know some of you, you're probably like, what? Promise scholarship free? You know, and with all the loan forgiveness that people are trying to get. So we're going to come back, guys. We aim, like I said, we always aim to inform you, encourage you, educate you, and that's certainly what we're doing right now. So we're going to stop for a quick break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You'll have time to, hey, call your friends, text them, message them, tell them to go ahead and tune in. It's not too late. We'll be right back.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, publications.com, click on Books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo, and secure your copy today, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Paige Riley. According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Do you have youth who will be entering college or the workplace for the first time? Are they a little nervous about the process of interviewing? Coaching with Ms. Donna will help to calm their fears and build their confidence. They will learn both verbal and nonverbal presentation skills needed to impress the interviewer or college recruiter. Quick, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com to set up a free discovery session. That's MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Click Coaching and then Contact to complete the Let's Work Together contact form and hit Submit. Ms. Donna is looking forward to hearing from you. Again, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com, Coaching, Contact, and complete the form for your free discovery call. Ms. Donna is empowering you to communicate comfortably and confidently in any setting. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800, 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and in addition to talking about building a team, we've gone a lot deeper than that. We are talking about how your students can actually go, and I know because I've just got a couple messages about, you know, oh, my God, I've never heard of free college. Thank you, thank you. That was from Stephen. Yes, Stephen, yes, 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 yes. There was another one I saw as well. I've never heard of the Promise Scholarship. Please thank Professor Chapman. Okay, yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that deserves an applause. I mean, really. This is just absolutely amazing because, you know, we're hearing in the news about, you know, the loan forgiveness, and I'm just hearing some people have received them, some people have not, but it's nothing that you can really depend on, right, because you just don't know. And I know over the past couple of weeks myself, I've actually viewed some programs where, you know, the discussion was talking about, you know, should there be loan forgiveness, and then should they try to go ahead and hold some of the universities, should they hold them accountable for these high costs, because it's almost like what they were saying, some of the students have been blindsided, and you just laid that out so well. And what you said about that comparison, the cost of, you know, how much is your education going to cost you, and will you be able to get a return on that investment, and how long will it take you? Because I know you mentioned it could be up to $100,000, $200,000, depending on what your degree is in, and you may get a job, or what you say, in the 40 thousands of dollars. I know There was one segment that I noticed on this program. They had several students on there. Well, one student on there, he had graduated 2 years ago, and he was in $110,000 worth of debt. And there was also a female on there, and she was in $250,000 worth of debt. And they just were, I wish I had known to be able to compare, because they were saying that they just felt they were blindsided. So in other words, they were emotional. Like what you were saying, Professor Markell, you were saying that a lot of times the larger name schools, you know, they advertise and they see, it, oh, I want to go there. They have a great team. And it's like, well, how much is it? Well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to just get a student loan. And then, you know, how many people are still paying back student loans that graduated 15 years ago? Mm-hmm. So I just thank you so much, as I'm sure a lot of these listeners, for, you know, explaining that there really is another way, and that the student does not have to be in a situation where they are set up for failure. Because like you said, they still have to eat when they graduate. They still have to, you know, purchase clothing. You know, it's just, this is amazing. It's an amazing conversation. And guys, in case you're just joining us, oh my goodness, where have you been? But listen, you will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. This is just such phenomenal information. And I know I saw one message. Let me see here. This one says, Donna, thanks for bringing back one of my favorite guests, Ms. Professor Markell. We always enjoy the information she provides, and I'm looking forward to hearing her again. This is the Davenport family in Michigan. Thank you, a Davenport family. I know I saw, oh, here's another one. This is the one I saw earlier, actually. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you for what you do on your show. Please ask Professor Chapman, how can my daughter apply to her school? We live in Arizona, and this is Callie in Arizona. So for those who are not familiar, they may not have heard the school that you are in, the area that you work in. Would you mind repeating that?
Yes. Thank you so much for just your warm words, Donna. I really appreciate that. And again, I'm at San Jacinto College, and that is spelled San, S-A-N, and Jacinto, J-A-C-I-N-T-O, College. And that is here in the Houston and Pasadena area. You can look us up. One thing about San Jacinto College, we are in the top 10 in the nation. We are top 10 Aspen College winner, and we're very proud to serve our community. We prepare students to enter the workforce. We prepare students to go into aerospace, the energy field, energy sector, the health science sector. We are getting you prepared to take over. We're passing the baton to the next generation to take the lead. And I love my job. I love being in this position. As many of you can tell, I would do this for free, but don't tell San Jacinto College that. I just happen to love working with kids and just helping them and helping families.
Thank you. And guys, thank you for sending messages. Here's one. I am a rising junior in high school, and I am interested in the aerospace field. How do I need to start preparing as a junior in high school? Thank you.
Oh, that's an excellent question. I would look to the math and sciences. You would want to fortify yourself, build yourself, and build those muscles in math and science. Because what you do in high school is preparing you for college. If your school happens to have a robotics club or a robotics class, I would take that class, even if you weren't able to fit it in your school schedule. I know sometimes students already have the four-year schedule of courses mapped out. Let's say you just joined the club, or you can reach out to the community college in your area and see if there's a club that you can join there. Club affiliations are very important, and there are engineering club affiliations that you would that you may be interested in. I'm going to throw a few clubs out there to you. One is called SWE, S-W-E, and that's the Society of Women Engineers. They are on the campus of many colleges and universities around the country. They also have junior chapters, and it's just as mentioned in the name, it's a society of women supporting other young people, other young women interested in going into technical fields, and namely engineering. Another is NSBE, the National Society of Black Engineers. NSBE is very popular. In Atlanta, in March, they just had their national convention. Many many students from all around the country descended on Atlanta. They had a fantastic time, and there are NSBE junior chapters for students who are not in college. You can join those as well. You'll have to go to the website, but again, that's the National Society of Black Engineers. So those are two to just to get started.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, guys, you know, I forgot, I don't know how, but you guys should know by now if you're regular listeners, I forgot to tell you to be prepared to take notes, because with all of this great, great wisdom that you are hearing this evening, you most certainly want to go back and listen. You want to share this episode with others. And it's, you know, and it's so important anyway. It's any time that we, you know, we learn something new, and Professor Markell has certainly been, I mean, just adding so much value this evening, that we take that information and we do share. It is so important that we do that. I did see a message that came down that says, what can we do as far as taking these types of courses to prepare in over the summer?
Oh, that's a great question. I would definitely, if your student is interested, I would tap into summer classes. There are, and I'm not exactly sure where your listener is calling from, but I do know in the state of Texas, students can take courses, additional or supplemental courses, through at Texas Tech University. Texas Tech University. Maybe these courses can be taken anywhere, but Texas Tech is a one of our major universities here, and they offer hundreds of online classes that students can earn as college credit or even high school credit or dual credit. So that's one resource that I would look up just to see additional classes. Now, what classes would I recommend a student focus on? And again, I am kind of, maybe I'm a bit biased towards the STEM area, but I would see what math and science courses could be taken online as credit if your student is, maybe they don't know what they want to major in. Maybe they're like, you know, I'm just trying to figure it all out. Well, taking your core level courses that everybody has to take, English, history, economics, government, those are fundamental courses that everybody has to take. If you want to just get your feet wet, see what the college academic rigor is like, that's a place that everybody can start, no matter if you are going into law one day or you're pre-med or pre-dentistry or you're interested in engineering, no matter what it is, or maybe you're going into education, those are the areas to start. English, history, economics, and government.
Thank you so much. And guys, I want you to know that Professor Markell is certainly speaking from a lot of experience from her having passion working with students. But she also has two brilliant students of her own. She has two children, and they are both very brilliant in these areas.
Oh, thank you.
And you can certainly hear her passion about it. And so just wanted to let you know that it's not all coming from just interacting with other students, but also Dee and her husband, they both have two wonderful children as well. One has graduated, right? And the other is female STEM engineering student, right, Zoe?
Yes, our oldest Miles has graduated. He graduated from Purdue University. He went to his dad's school because my husband is a graduate, a mechanical engineering graduate of Purdue University. So Miles followed in his dad and his uncle's footsteps. So he majored in chemical engineering, and he's now working. He's in the workforce. And our daughter is majoring in mechanical engineering. And she's also following in her dad's footsteps because she chose the same major. And she's here. She decided to stay in Texas, and she's at the University of Texas in San Antonio. And she's finished her first year, and she's done a very wonderful job.
So excited and proud of them. Wow. So guys, you can hear the genuine passion.
Oh, yes. Donna, can I go back to talk about finances a little bit more?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I just I would like to give a testimony about paying for college. Many times parents may listen in and they may think or make the assumption, they probably saved money. They probably had college money saved up for their kids, and they were able to send them off to college easily. Sometimes that can be the thought. And the other person, a parent can say, or a student can say, I just don't have the money. I don't have that. Then they may go the route of, okay, I got to get these scholarships. Let's try to apply for scholarships. And guess what? Everyone doesn't receive a scholarship, right? That's the truth in many cases. So I just wanted to give a testimony. My parents went to college, and they had student loans. I can remember being a little girl and how they would pay their student loans. I remember them talking about it. The year 1990 rolled around, there I was graduating from high school. Did my parents save money and have an education account for me to go off to college? Guess what? No, they did not. And I was like, man, you didn't save money for me to go to school. How am I going to make it? Well, my parents said, it's okay for you to work your way through school. That is fine. Actually, you'll take it more seriously if you work your way through school. And my mother, who was an accountant, also talked to me. She counseled me on how much I should be paying for my degree. Now, I majored in English. I was a literature major. My undergraduate literature degree cost me, after 4 years of working my way through school and making sure I went to schools that didn't cost too much money, I ended up spending $10,000 for that degree. I did not have a student loan or anything, but $10,000 is what I earned, and $10,000 is what went out of my pocket for a degree in literature. And ladies and gentlemen, that's all a literature degree is worth. It's not worth more than $10,000. And when I graduated, I was able to start working. I was teaching. I also went to graduate school. But I was able to make $10,000. I recouped the money within a semester. So my mother said, look, you didn't waste any money. You recouped your money just like that. So sometimes you have to figure out. And your student has to, will sit down and say, okay, how can I put this bill? Let's jump up to Miles. When he decided to go to Purdue University, he could have stayed here in Texas, but he was like, no, I really want to go to Purdue University. Well, we helped him the first year. He was in school for 5.5 years. We helped him his first year. And the other 4.5 years, he paid for school himself. Ladies and gentlemen, he worked his way through school. He was able to do co-ops or internships throughout his whole college career, and he paid for his education. He took his education seriously. He was not in our pocket. He was in his own pocket, and he knew the value of his education. Will we do the same with our daughter? Absolutely.
And I'm glad.
First year.
Excuse me. One second, guys. We are going to lose you guys. If you are, if you're streaming live, you're going to lose us in about a minute and a half. But again, as we say, all of our shows do archive. You'll certainly want to go back and download this episode. I was hoping that you were going to share those testimonies because we've basically talked, three different ways that you can attend college. And I think it's just it's amazing, and I'm just so glad you certainly shared those testimonies as well. And guys, again, you will lose us if you're listening live, but when you go back to listen to the archive, and of course, as we always do, they want to know when you're coming back on.
Oh yes,
yeah. This will we'll. I promise you, we will have series because this is definitely a demand episode, and it's always wonderful having you on because we don't know, you know, all the different information we're going to get. I mean, it's almost like a gift box, right? I'm sure the listeners can agree. Like, wow, you know, I didn't know I was going to hear this. Oh, I'm so glad I heard that. And, you know, over the summer, you know, now people know what they can do as well. Guys, and yes, I do see the question, guys. Ms. Donna, will you please tell me more about the book and the public speaking? Yes, I will. First of all, it's called What is Business Etiquette Anyway? Okay. And it's basically, you know, it's the subtitle is Key Strategies for Building Successful Working Relationships. You can get it off of Courteous Publications or Amazon. And really what it includes is what we, some of the information you've heard us talking about this evening, you know, dressing for success, communication skills as well. We talk about courtesy, just being courteous. We talked about the interview. And just how to prepare for the interview, how to dress for the interview, how to communicate and answer questions. Networking, you heard Professor Markell talk about networking. And networking is very important, but it's an art to how you actually do that. And there are just several, you know, there's several gems in this book. It's, and each of the chapters are relatively short, so you don't have to worry about, oh, man, I got to read a whole other book. And, yes, I know etiquette books sometimes can be very, very, you know, they can be very big, very long, very intense, but I promise you this one is not. You'll be able to just read this over a course of a sitting, okay, and just kind of teaches you how to interact, how to, you know, act, how to react, you know, dining skills. And sometimes when people hear the word etiquette, the first thought is table manners. Well, that can be a first thought, but certainly not the last thought, because it includes so much more. And I will be doing an episode surrounding business etiquette for sure. And I will share, if you all are looking for a wonderful graduation gift that will continue giving, then What Is Business Etiquette Anyway is a great choice for you to give, especially if they're graduates or even if they're still in high school. Or college, if they're going to be interviewing, just how to present yourself. And of course, you said public speaking as well. Yeah, public speaking is your communication skills and how to prepare yourself to answer questions to make you comfortable and confident. And so, but definitely, you can go to Ms. Donna Speaks at gmail.com. Send me your interest, and I will certainly be glad to get back to you. In fact, I will do a complimentary discovery call. So just send me a message and say that you're interested. You'll be able to get one-on-one additional information. But I will be doing a segment on this as well. As always, I want to give Professor Markell the final word, if she wants to, you know, give us some closing, parting words. This has been wonderful, and then give us an idea of when you want to return. And you know what we didn't cover? Gave everyone homework assignment the last time. Remember that?
What was that homework assignment?
gave them homework assignment, and I wanted to actually ask who remembered what the homework assignment was, and they may be thinking, that was 2 weeks ago, not one
that
week
ago. That was 2 weeks ago. Yes, that was 2 weeks ago, but I might have, that homework assignment might have been mapping out a plan, writing it down. Writing it down is so important. What do you want? And what would your short-term plan look like? What about a year from now? What are the things you want to accomplish? One thing that I enjoy doing is getting a new planner. I love a planner and just sit down and let that planner help me make decisions and write down my goals, write down my bucket list. And this can be goals for education, goals for finances, goals for personal well-being, emotional health, physical health, spiritual guidelines that I would like to build upon. So those are the things that we should all sit down and do. It should be a constant homework assignment, and I hope that each of you are out there doing it for yourselves and then model it for the students in your life so that they can do it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely, because as parents, we can talk about it all the time, but as we know, students really of all ages will do more of what they see you do than what really they hear you say. So that is so important. And yes, we will be back, and I'll check with you to see, you know, when is the next time you'll be available. And guys, yes, I'm just looking at messages saying thank you so much for the information. This has been a rich conversation, very inspirational. C1, thank you for the education. I still see more about the, yes, it's the Promise Scholarship, and also known as free money. So guys, in case you did join us late, please go back. You can download the episode and listen and share it as well, because, you know, you want to share the information, share the episode, and because people, you know, people are just wanting this information. And as, you know, the feedback that we've received, I mean, it's just been a wonderful, it's been a wonderful conversation. And anytime you can learn something new, and I always, you know, when I listen to shows like this, or if I'm looking or viewing something at the end, and I even do this, you know, with Bible study, or if I've heard, you know, the word, a great teaching, I always end, I take notes. I just take notes anyway. I'm just a note taker. But at the end, I always write down what my takeaways were, because I can take two or three pages of notes and they're all good, but the major takeaways that you're going to actually really, really focus on, you know, what are your takeaways? What did this talk really mean to you? How did this conversation, what are some of the ways that this conversation added value to you? And I'm just so excited that this is a family show, because we have, you know, listeners of all ages, just like the high school junior that wanted to know, you know, how can she start preparing now, which is great. It is absolutely great. So guys, listen, thank you all so much for listening and for participating. We certainly do not take this for granted. We appreciate you. I do want to say, and more than likely we'll be on next week with a next week is Mother's Day. And so you'll be welcome to let us know how your Mother's Day was. You can share that with us, or you can send us a message, and or if you want to honor your mom, you can do that as well, because we're going to do that since our show is on a little later. I believe most you know, people who may have gone out to celebrate their moms or will be done probably by this hour, the 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central. So we certainly want to celebrate moms. We want to celebrate, you know, moms, godmoms, or spiritual moms, and even if there are mothers who did not have their own natural children, they've certainly spoken to someone's life, or they've been that mother or grandmother figure for them. So we'll talk about that a little bit more as well, okay? So, again, thank you all for joining us. I certainly do appreciate it. And Professor Markell, I just have to applaud you again for just such dynamic information.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure. My pleasure.
You have totally been a blessing and have blessed us all Guys, if this is your first time listening to our show, thank you so much, and we hope you come back next week. And I want to thank, of course, you know, our listeners that listen and tune in each time we are on. Thank you so much for that. If you have an etiquette topic or if you have a question you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please feel free to let us know. Okay, we will see what we can do about that. And again, you know, we are very grateful when you tell your friends and family, you know, about our show. Invite them to listen. You know, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And I usually have someone at least every quarter will ask me about the title of the show and the different topics. And I'd just like to answer it this way, is etiquette actually encompasses every single area of our life. So that's why we can, you know, it spills over into so many different topics. So that's why we continue to do what we do. And, you know, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that with you, with your help and with you guys chiming in. All right, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Comes from Proverbs 3:3. And I ask you, as I do every single week, please make sure that you initiate at least one act of kindness this week. Okay, at least one act of kindness. If you're intentional, you can actually do it every day. Okay, just initiate an act of kindness. All right. So again, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to celebrating you and your mom and your grandmom or godmom or whoever you would like to celebrate and share on next week. Okay. Again, thanks everybody. Good night. Take care, and God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.